Bush administration continues to warn that military strikes on Afghanistan may lead to more terrorist attacks against the United States. Americans aren't the only ones worried about reprisals. Many Israelis fear they could become targets, especially from chemical and biological weapons. The Israeli government has spent the last 10 years preparing them for such attacks. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
A decade ago, when Iraqi President Saddam Hussein started threatening to attack Israel, the Israeli government thought it likely that Baghdad's missiles would carry chemical warheads. Every Israeli was issued a gas mask and taught to seal a room in their home to prevent chemicals from entering. In the end, the 39 Scud missiles the Iraqis launched at Israel were armed with conventional, not chemical warheads, and only one Israeli died from a direct hit. Israelis put their gas masks in their basements, but now they've been taken out again. Dr. Danny Shoham, an expert on unconventional warfare at Bar-Ilan University, says the chance of a chemical or biological attack on Israel has increased. He says that Iran, Iraq, Libya, Egypt, and Syria all have chemical and biological weapons capabilities.
If there is another war involving states like Iraq or Iran or Syria, the probability is fairly considerable. The threat is quite imminent.
Shoham says Israel and the U.S. should share intelligence about possible preparations for a chemical or biological attack. The public health system should also be on the alert for symptoms that may signify that an attack has taken place.
Monitoring of unusual morbidity, poisoning or infections of unusual nature, it's another indication, a very important one, for monitoring and detecting at real time if such threats are being materialized.
The gas masks in sealed rooms do not protect against everything, but many Israelis feel the masks provide an important psychological benefit. Kobe Abelman, a banker who's doing his Army Reserve duty handing out gas masks, says 150,000 Israelis have visited distribution centers to refresh their kits since the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington.
It's sort of like an inoculation. You get it, and you partially hope and believe that it's what you need to get through.
Israel has also stockpiled anthrax vaccines to be used in the case of a biological attack. Hirsch Goodman, a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies, says the response to any chemical or biological weapons attack must be immediate.
What's key, what's absolutely key in dealing with both biological and chemical warfare is that you have competent decontamination units, highly trained individuals who can deal with this problem, have the correct equipment to deal with the thing, and deal with it very, very quickly.
After the Gulf War, the Israeli government found many of the gas masks would have been useless if Iraq had used chemical weapons. The masks were old and the rubber seals had cracked. Israel has since spent millions of dollars to buy new gas masks, and officials say they're convinced that Israelis are now as protected as they can be. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.